But first, another reason to be wary of what you post on Facebook. Potential employers and college admissions officers and vigilant parents are among the entities that monitor the personal information, the photos, and links we choose to share on social media. Now add to that list credit bureaus and payment processing companies. Neil Ungerleiter is a reporter for Fast Company and someone we regularly turn to for, let's say, the stranger side of business news. He recently reported on this new twist in the evolving social media story. Neil, great to have you back on Word of Mouth.
Thanks, Virginia. Happy to be here.
What kinds of information are credit bureaus and payment companies looking for on social media?
Right now, Equifax, PayPal, Intuit are all experimenting with using Facebook and Twitter to verify customers' identities and to make sure people applying for credit online aren't using someone else's identity. But they've also begun pilot trials, experiments, to see if they can find people committing fraud with loans, credit card applications, or bank accounts online. For instance, they will look at someone's Facebook profile who claims to be unemployed and use algorithms, which are mathematical formulas which parse data on these sites, to see if they, for instance, posted pictures of a new car or posted pictures from a vacation.
What else might help or hurt our credit profile by posting?
These algorithms all go through publicly available information on Facebook. That includes a person's username, that includes information they choose to make public, and any pictures or links they choose to make public. These links and pictures all have different privacy settings, so you can only have your friends on Facebook view them, and credit reporting companies can only see links made publicly available. But many people are either unaware their pictures and their information are publicly available, or they choose to make it publicly available anyway. And once it is publicly available, credit unions can access this information.
I remember reading once about some of the things that credit monitoring companies look for, like on a credit card statement, for example. Like if you are a person who buys those little rubber things you put underneath furniture to protect your floor, you're probably a good credit risk. You know, these kind of strange examples. Think about all of the ways that they monitor our lives and have been for years. So why do you think this social media thing now?
Well, credit reporting bureaus are always in the business of making sure that people giving credit aren't burned and aren't giving away money to people who are not likely to give the money back. As you mentioned before, there are ways of assessing whether people are good credit risks or not, and social media is one part of it. If companies are able to find workable algorithms that sort through information and demonstrate that someone's circle of friends are a good indicator they might not repay credit, that's something they're absolutely interested in and something that is also completely legal for them to do. It's just a question of whether the costs of developing these sort of data mining surveillance algorithms are worth it for the credit reporting bureaus financially.
You alluded to privacy earlier and said that people can change their settings, but are social media sites giving this information away?
They are, and that's a very good point you bring up, Virginia, because Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Tumblr are all free services which don't cost the customer anything to use, and there's a reason for that. In exchange for services being free to use, customers' personal information is resold and repackaged anonymously to marketers, to advertisers, to government agencies, all sorts of private buyers, and that's part of the bargain that allows you to use Facebook for free.
What if somebody wants to set up fake social media accounts? Is there a concern that these are the kinds of things that can be used to commit credit fraud?
They could, and that's something that Experian especially is very worried about. What happens is that fake accounts can be set up on Facebook, and these fake accounts send out friend requests to people who assume they met the person. Maybe someone sets up a fake account from, let's say, Puerto Rico, and they look on Facebook for people posted publicly. They went on vacation to Puerto Rico recently in the past month or so, and they wait for people to sign up as friends. And then they wait for people to post information about stores they shop at, personal information about family members, about where they work, daily habits. And that information can then be used by an identity thief who sometimes, after information about a person's credit card number or social security number, but more often trying to get information about a specific company or a specific organization.
How about if we turn this around? I mean, this may not be a bad thing for people who have good credit. It doesn't seem that we should be worried if there's nothing to hide. In fact, it could make the online marketplace a bit of a safer environment in a way. What do you think? You know, sort of winnowing out the people who might be committing fraud.
I agree. There are people who are committing fraud, and that's an entirely separate area because you have credit bureaus who refer information about people who appear to use illegally purchased items on Facebook to law enforcement, to third parties. And that's a very real issue because people aren't aware that when they post information on Facebook, it can be viewed by the entire world. Even if you post information privately, if you have it set only friends only, all it takes is 1 second of not paying attention to your smartphone settings, and anyone can see that. And if you happen to have gone on vacation last week while you told your boss that you were homesick, that might not be very good for you, even outside the credit reporting bureaus.
Neil Ungerleiter, writer for FastCompany.com. He reported on credit agencies using social media to screen out potential fraud. Neil, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Virginia.